What is like agro-industry do to the land? What's that? What kind of impact does that? Does it depend on the company? Does it depend on?
I think it depends on the individual farmers and what they use and their practices. There's organic and there's conventional, is what I think I call it. And conventional farming is conventional ways, and it's proven to us that it's not working. We can't feed our own selves, obviously, and growing genetically modified foods and seeds and stuff. I think we need to get kind of back to the old ways of farming and just replace an organic matter naturally.
Could you explain what impact the genetically engineered seeds and how, I mean, I know I'm asking for a lot of explanation now, but if you're able to explain how that...
I think the genetically modified seeds, they're not as hardy as old seeds, as old world seeds, just because they've been in the lab too much and genetically bred out, I guess you can say, in a way. I don't know that much about it, but I do know it makes a difference. There is a difference.
Okay. And is that like in a feed perspective? Or?
I think it's in a broad range of all types of feed for human and animal consumption. Yeah, it might make beef or something taste different or better to some people, but herbivores weren't meant to eat grain. And it does something to the meat in there. That's good for you. It kind of does. Now I'm lost. I'm lost.
It's all edited.
Okay, I figured so. She must edit this. Yeah.
If it's the herbivores aren't supposed to eat grain.
Yeah, I don't think. Herbivores are supposed to eat grain. Beef's not supposed to eat grain. I can't remember.
Okay.
I can't remember.
It's okay. I'm gonna change somewhere. Batteries.
Go ahead.
Quick. Okay. So, yeah. I mean, can you explain how you take care of the land, or what it means to take care of the land when you're a rancher?
I think that's it's different in everybody's eye, but in a broad scale, everybody kind of wants the land to look good. Everybody wants the land to look good and be productive. And I think it's how are you gonna achieve that? Regardless of what kind of livestock you're raising, you need to manage the timing that the animals are on the land. That's kind of how we try to do it here, is manage how long a herd is on a piece of ground at a time, and it's different during different seasons and definitely different years. There's different amount of rainfalls between each year. You're either above average or below average, I think. So you're never at that spot. So what you can do to take care of your land is just to manage the time the animals are on a piece of ground at a time. And we go and look at grass plants. And the ground, the health of the ground, the health of the grass, that'll tell you what's going on with your land. And maybe whether you should move them or you can leave them. But it's I think a lot of it's a time thing. You have to go out and look at your land so you know what's going on. You can't sit in the house or do other things. And I think that's the fun part about it, is it puts you on the land.
What was the largest herd or how many head did y'all have at the peak here?
Here at Latir, we've had 250 head altogether. That was bison and yaks. I think year-round average here, 100 head of animals. But we're not that big, and a lot of our country's pretty steep. We don't have that many grazing acres compared to the full acreage we have on this place.
And this is a 6,000 acre.
This, yeah, it's 6,000 acres. Up in up into the high country, northern New Mexico here, up into the mountains. We go up to 12,700 feet.
And I, because I've been asking or talking to people, and you know, Jason had mentioned ranchettes and stuff, and I don't know if this, I don't know, you know, this isn't a ranchette, obviously, and it is a functioning ranch. Well, I mean, it was a functioning ranch, right? Or is it still? I mean, would you still consider it a functioning ranch?
Yeah, I think. I mean, if deciding between ranches and ranchettes, if management practices is needed, I think so. I believe so. If you got a little small place, what you're calling ranchettes, and you have horses or a goat or a sheep or a pig, they're still gonna. If you don't manage them, they're going to ruin that piece of property they're on. I mean, you do have to sacrifice something that they can always be on. I mean, which is going to turn to dirt. But if you let them if you want them to have it all, they will eventually take it all down to bare ground. So I think you do have to manage little small places just as much as you do big places.
Okay. And, I mean, this place is for sale right now, and that... I don't know if this is going to go in the program, I'm trying to understand development and like the use, because some of the things that people have brought up are that.
Ask Steve.
But I mean, how common is it that in New Mexico? Or even nationally, that people don't like that they're running a ranch, but or not. I mean, y'all are running the ranch, but somebody buys a ranch and they're not really here living on it. Like, I mean, is that something that's becoming more and more common? Is it?
I think so. It's definitely coming more and more common as. I mean, as land prices go up, it's going to be more and more common. Most average people can't afford a ranch anymore, even to start one. It takes a lot. I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's not easy. You definitely have to work at it. Be very frugal in the way you live.
How would you? And I keep moving just because I'm trying to shield the wind.
It's a lifestyle. It's a way of life, and I think the people who do it love it. Unless they wouldn't be out doing it. In any form they do it. So I think just getting people on the land is important, again, and realizing where their food comes from and how things work.
And would you know, you manage this ranch and you know exactly how everything is working. Like, what for you to have, would you want your own ranch, or would you, you know, is that possible and with the prices now, is that?
No, I would like my own ranch. I don't think that's in the family plan, but I mean, it's definitely not out of it either. But I would definitely love my own place sometime. But I enjoy working for other people in different places. It allows you to actually go see different places and be on different pieces of land in different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm. I really am interested in how. I don't know if you could describe how you.
Hold on.
Okay.